This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the transition week to early spring, the third week of the Lenten Rose Moon. Today, February 14th, is the first day of early spring throughout the lower Midwest. Although temperatures can be in the 30s almost half the time or even in the 20s, February 14th suddenly offers a 50% chance of highs above 40 degrees. And tomorrow, the 15th, has the highest incidence of highs in the 50s and 60s of any time so far in February. Almost half the afternoons reach those levels. And that's the first time since December 15th that the likelihood of mild temperatures has been so great. And statistics like these offer clear borders to winter. December 15th is the pivot date for the arrival of really severe weather all along the 40th parallel. And then February 15th is clearly a spring pivot date. Depending on the year, growth now occurs on ragwort, dock, sweet rocket, asters, winter cress, poison hemlock, sedum, mint, celandine, plantain, poppies, pansies, daffodils, tulips, crocus, aconite, hyacinth, and strawberries. All their hardy leaves are expanding a centimeter here or there. Such measurements really seeming unimportant until they measure spring. And then there is no insignificant degree. The signs accelerate and accumulate and become a new season, turning into what they represent by force of numbers. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early spring. And in the meantime, remember, even if the weather is cold and snowy, spring really does begin today.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.